This is the Monday, December 3rd, 2012 meeting of the PNB, the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee. I'm Bill Crozier, chair of the committee, calling the meeting to order. It's 7:38 p.m. Central Time, 8:38 Eastern Time, and 5:38 Pacific Time. Our regular secretary is not here, but Teresa, can you call the roll, please?
Yes, I can. Okay, and it's 8:38 p.m. All right, Teresa Allen is here. Olivia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you. Nia Bidiaco?
Present.
Fine, thank you. Bill Crozier?
Oh, here if I unmute myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Bill. Campbell Johnson, I believe, has a meeting at his station. Afia Wangaza?
Present.
Thank you, Afia. Summer Reese?
See you tomorrow. And I emailed out on the information.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. What did you say? I'm not hearing Summer Reese. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Thank you, Tracy. So we're missing, I guess, can we mark Campbell Johnson excused because of his meeting or not?
Any objections to that? Hearing none, Campbell's
no,
excused?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, thank you. There you go, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Teresa. I sent out a draft agenda. Well, actually, the KPFTX server sent one out automatically early this morning. Hope you got that. Also, we need to add, I guess we can do that right now, to appoint a temporary secretary. Is it okay with everybody for Teresa to continue with that for tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Hearing no objections, and thank you, Teresa, and then we'll let you continue with that tonight. Okay, agenda approval. I'll read it for the anybody who doesn't have it in front of them or... If you're listening on the stream or archive. One, call to order. Two, roll call.
One question,
yes.
Bill, before we get started. I'm seeing the agendas for Thursday's meeting, and I'm looking, what is the title of the agenda that you sent to us?
Well, actually, the complete one came out, it would be from the KPFTX server early this morning. I think it's on the, looks like pnb@pacifica.org is what it came from.
Or from
John's, he sends that automatically also from his Sirius address. PNB@kpfdx.org.
All right, I will look for that, and if I don't find it in the next 10 minutes, I'll ask you to send it to me. Thank you very much.
Or John's Sirius address, which I got at 6:07 a.m. Central Time this morning.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, let me continue reading the agenda. Roll call, which we just did. Number three, approve agenda. Four, correct and approve November 5th, 2012 committee minutes. Five, confirm next meeting for coordinating committee, tentatively January 7th. Agenda for upcoming teleconference PNB meetings on December 6th and 13th, including bylaws amendments and election of affiliate directors. Number seven, planning for the annual in-person PNB meeting in January. Eight, new business. I don't know of any yet. Nine, review action items, 10, adjourn. Any additions or changes, or if you have any new business, let me know now so we can reserve time for it.
I did find the agenda, thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I haven't been able to find it. What's the date on it? What's the time on it?
Well, this morning, let me see, wait a minute. It would have been from me. There's one at 4:29 a.m. Eastern Time, pnb@kpftx.org. That's the automatic meeting reminder with the call-in code, and the agenda is also on that same message. And then the same thing also sent from Sirius. It's John Amila's email address at 6:07 a.m. or 5:07 a.m. I'm sorry, 7:07 a.m. your time. The other one was at around 6:23 a.m. I was correcting time zones incorrectly early this morning. The topic is PNB Coordinating Committee, Monday, December 3rd, 2012. That's the subject. I can send it to you again if you want.
That would be helpful.
Okay, so
thank you.
Anybody besides Afia need it? Okay, I'll just send it to Afia then. Okay, it's going. Anybody else have any changes or additions to the minutes while we're waiting for that to go through? Or any new business we need to save time for? Okay, can we go ahead and approve that, Afia, or do you want to wait till you get it by email?
I think that would you read the item regarding the affiliates nominations?
It's under item number 6, agenda for upcoming teleconference PNB meetings on December 6th and 13th. One of the items under that is bylaws amendments. The other is election of affiliate directors. And, of course, there's other business, too, but we just need to make sure we have reserved time for those.
Okay, I'm not sure whether or not it needs to be an additional item or it can be discussed under the item that's already on the agenda. But there are some questions regarding the current, at least one of the two nominees.
Okay, is this something for the coordinating committee or for something for the PNB to worry about?
Well, it may be an additional issue. It's definitely an issue, so it may be an additional item that has to be the PNB.
Okay.
Beyond, if not before, the question of detection.
Okay, well, if it would fit in the agenda item under agenda for upcoming teleconference PNB meetings, which includes the election of affiliate directors, then I don't guess we need to change anything. You could bring it up then if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I hear somebody else come on the call?
Yes, Campbell.
Oh, hi, Campbell.
Hi, Campbell.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Welcome.
Great.
Teresa's our temporary secretary. Would you like to take over, or you want to let Teresa do it, or you folks want to arm wrestle about it?
Let me let her proceed, because I've got been very, very, very busy and tired and everything, and I may have to go to sleep.
Okay, we hope you'll hang in there, but thank you.
I'll try. Now I've got to find my computer and get it on and find the agenda and stuff.
Okay, and it was sent out automatically by the KPFTX server early this morning, so look for that.
Okay.
Okay, well, can we go ahead and approve the agenda as sent out and as I read it?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
I'll abstain.
All right. Do we need to call a roll, or are there any other objections? We can note Campbell's abstention.
I think for a committee, you can just note that, there was an abstention.
That's
don't
what
have
I was thinking.
Unless there are other folk who'd like to abstain as well.
Well, if anybody objects, we can call a roll, but otherwise I'll just note that Campbell abstained. Did you get that, Teresa?
I'll make a notation that it was approved with one abstention, which was Campbell Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
and
you.
I just had the thrill. Let me give you all an announcement. I just had the thrill of presenting to the Tax Revision Commission, which is chaired by our ex-mayor, Tony Williams, and that was fun. You just can't believe. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Next agenda item is the last month's committee minutes, November 5th, which I'd forgotten about that I was supposed to do those, and I sent them out this afternoon. Do you want to vote on them now, or do you want to postpone it so you have more time to review them? Anybody want to make a motion?
This is Tracy. I'll make a motion to approve them. I read them.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay.
This is what I'm going to abstain. I did not have time to read.
Okay.
And I wasn't at the meeting, so.
Right.
I abstain. Your fee abstains also.
Okay. Well, Teresa, why don't you call the roll so we can... Oh, yeah, Nia?
Oh, okay.
What was that, Nia?
I was going to say that I don't think I was at that meeting, and I was going to abstain.
Okay, well, let's see. Let me according to my notes in the minutes that I sent out this afternoon, the people present were Teresa, Lydia, me, Tracy, and Summer. So, okay, we have a motion to approve. If you think we should just wait, then I guess you can vote no. Wait till the next meeting.
I would just say let's just approve it with the abstentions, which were Nia, Lydia, Sia, and Candace.
Okay, we can always revise it next time, but why don't you call the roll, though, just to make it clear, since we have so many abstentions, if you don't mind.
All right. Teresa Allen says yes. Lydia Brazon?
Abstain.
Bill Crozer?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Abstain.
Ifeo Wangaza?
Abstain.
And Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Okay. Did you call my name, Teresa?
I thought I did. Nia Bidiaco?
I didn't hear it. But
I'm sorry. I thought it was. I called it after Lydia. Maybe I made a mistake.
Yeah, I didn't hear her name either.
Lydia.
But so Nia abstains also.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Point of information.
Yeah, Campbell.
How many people does it are required for quorum for the coordinating committee?
Five, because we have eight members now.
So it's five.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Ready for the next agenda item? Let's confirm the next meeting date for this committee. Our regular date, the first Monday, is January 7th. Is that okay? And remember, we might need a second meeting in January just because of the in-person PNB meeting. We may have some other planning details to take care of then.
I know that some of the stations are scheduling their first meetings of the year to select the directors to serve on the national level. Are there any meetings that are on KPFTX around that date?
Finance is scheduled for the 8th. Full PNB on the 10th. KPFT is the only one that's listed so far for their delegates meeting. It's on the second.
Okay. All right, I move that you said January the 7th.
Right.
Said?
Yeah.
I move that we schedule our next meeting on January the 7th of 2013, which is a Monday.
Okay. I don't think we really need a motion for that unless we're going to change it.
Already on the board meeting calendar.
Yeah, I don't think we need a motion unless we're going to change it because several months ago we decided on the first Monday of the month. But I guess that
all
is
right,
the next
fine.
Year though. So, but that's all fine. Were there any objections to January 7th? Hearing none, then we'll leave that on the calendar. Do we want to go ahead and schedule another date? Do you think we might need one in there because we have the in-person meeting coming up later that month? Or you want to wait till we discuss that? That's later on the agenda here.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, I think we should just leave it alone until we know that there's a need. We need, 7 days notice? Plenty of time.
Right. Okay, it's just easier to do when we're on the call.
We, but then, because then we prevent other committees from meeting and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't have any motions for another meeting, so I guess we can go on to the next item. Number six, agenda for upcoming teleconference PNB meetings. Now, we have meetings scheduled for December 6th and 13th. That's this Thursday and the following Thursday. They're already on the calendar. This is for the PNB. And so the two of the topics I know we need to make sure we have time for are the bylaws amendments, which I believe will have to be voted on the 13th, and then the election of the affiliate directors. I believe there's only two candidates and there's two positions, so that probably won't take long. But and of course we have a lot of leftover business from other meetings or from other PNB meetings that we haven't gotten to yet. So we need to hopefully get through as much of that as we can. Various committee motions, some of which have been waiting for months for us to get to. Anybody have suggestions for the agenda, like for this Thursday or the following Thursday?
Bill?
Yeah, Nia?
Bill, this is Nia.
Okay.
I had mentioned in a couple of meetings back on the PNB when the discussion about giving extensions for the elections, and I said that in terms of electing the officers for the PNB, that everything is out of kilter now anyway. So those can be elected in January. So I'd like to have an item on the agenda at least giving the LSB the approval to do that, as long as the outgoing members aren't going to meet in January. Do you see what I'm saying? So let's say folks cannot have the meeting in December to elect their new officers, that they are allowed to do it in January, just in case folks cannot make it in December. So the outgoing board can meet up to December, 31st. I doubt if it doesn't mean that day. Am I making myself clear?
Okay, so you're proposing to put a motion on the PNB agenda to allow the LSBs to have a delegate. A LSB meeting in January rather than December to elect officers.
Right, if needed, because I was looking at this spreadsheet. It looks like a lot of the stations aren't going to make. They're not close to quorum now.
Tricky for the sack.
Okay, well, let's not wait
until it happens. I think we should be foresightful enough to anticipate this. Because as long as the old board is not going to be doing anything in January.
Okay, I hope everybody will pull up their copy of the bylaws, because it says something about this, too. But go ahead, Tracy.
Oh, I know what the bylaws says.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I know what the bylaws say. But my point is, again, I repeat, a lot of stations are struggling to meet quorum. If they don't meet quorum by December 31st, that they may have the election of officers in January.
Okay, I understand.
Are you done yet?
Yes.
Okay, Tracy?
Okay. Two things. I mean, firstly, I don't think we should make too many assumptions based on that spreadsheet. There's still 9 days left to go, which is one-third of the entire election. And a number of ballots are still in the mail and haven't been received. In other words, if you didn't mail your ballot prior to Thanksgiving, it probably still hasn't gotten to New York. So I don't think we should go to the bank on that spreadsheet. It's a preliminary spreadsheet. In terms of what we're doing, I don't think that in general it's ever in order to send motions to the PNB that are violations of the bylaws, and I don't think we should do that. If the NES goes ahead and does an extension for any particular station, that extension in and of itself would extend the entire cycle, including the seating of the new board. So I really don't see any reason why we would need to or want to send a motion to the PNB. And in lieu of an extension granted by the NES, we really don't have the authority to, as the board, decide that the bylaws can be violated. So I wouldn't support such a motion. And I don't think there's really actually a need for it, because the NES's action moves the whole cycle forward X number of days or X number of weeks. And obviously he'll be making that call in a week, not now.
Okay, could you clarify what you mean by moving it all forward? Meaning that would force the LSBs to have that meeting in January, or not sure?
If the NES moves the entire clock back, then all of the steps move back by the number of days in which you've extended things, and the final step for an election is to seat the members who have been elected. So it moves the whole thing forward by 10 days or 2 weeks or however long the extension is.
Right. Okay.
And if the extension pushes things out of December, then it pushes things out of December. I think we should wait until the NES takes that action if it's necessary. And I also think it's premature because my guess is in many cases 50% or more of the ballots haven't come in yet.
This is Nia Bill.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me see if anybody else wants to speak who hasn't spoken yet on this. Anyone? Okay, Nia?
This is Teresa. I do have a question. Is there an actual motion on the floor?
Yes. If you can write it down, Nia, that would help, but or at least...
Yeah, because I don't know what it is.
Or if you could repeat it, Nia, so we know specifically what it says.
That any signal area that has not met quorum by December 31st, 2012, mm-hmm. be allowed to have the election of officers in January after meeting the quorum, something. At the meeting of the quorum, something like that. And then I would like to submit my comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Nia.
If I could. Okay. If we're talking about the bylaws, either we follow the bylaws all the way or we continue on the path of violating the bylaws because it's necessary. Because it's explicit in the bylaws that one may not serve beyond 5 years on the PNB or 6 consecutive years on a local station board. So the comment that Tracy made that everything would be pushed back, does that, for example, I will not serve beyond December 31st because that would be violating the bylaws. And I will not serve beyond January 31st, 2013 because that too is in violation of the bylaws. So people can't serve beyond their terms at all.
Campbell, first I'm, back.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Nia, and then Campbell.
In my opinion, I'm not an attorney. We could ask Andy Gold for an opinion. It doesn't seem to make sense to me to say, you know, well, you just extend it and the people just be seated until. What if the election doesn't get certified for the next 6 months? So we serve 6.5 years and 5.5 years on the PNB? I don't think we should be able to do that.
Tracy, for the staff.
Okay, Campbell?
Yes, thank you very much. Nia, at least in D.C., according to the law here, unless the law has changed, and I'm not, you know, familiar with having heard anything about it, but persons who are on a board serve until they are replaced, and replacement would mean that there was an election duly constituted, et cetera, et cetera. And I expect that includes that there was quorum in that election. And if that's something that stretches out for 6 months, then that's, as I understand it, that's what the case will be. So it may not seem right, but the only way in which I think that it's deemed a valid election has taken place is if the electors were able to achieve a quorum and, none of the rules of the election were done major violence. But, that's kind of like the way it would be, and we'd be stuck in here until we are replaced. I'm done.
Okay, so are you speaking in favor or opposed to the motion? I'm not clear.
Oh, gosh, I can't recall what the motion was right now.
It was to allow the LSBs to meet in January to elect officers.
Oh, to set a meeting? Yeah, I think it'd probably be a good idea to have it on the calendar so that whoever's sitting, if it's us or other folks, that, they'll be able to, not have to fight for calendar space.
Okay,
so if that's in favor of the motion, then I'm speaking in favor of the motion, and I will vote accordingly.
Okay, Tracy?
Seems like we kind of got into two conversations at once. An election supervisor isn't going to extend an election to try to make quorum for 6 months. They're going to extend it for a week or two. If at the end of that point they're unable to get quorum, then there are some issues to be settled, but the motion on the floor doesn't address those issues, and it isn't pointed at those issues. I think you can argue either what Nia's arguing or what Campbell's arguing. In general, I think that the protocol would have to be that if a station never makes quorum and an election can't be certified, the people that are termed out would have to be replaced by the runners-up. I know in the case of D.C. in years, they haven't had any runners-up, so it may have been handled a different way, but it looks like PFW is going to make quorum this time, which is good. But again, the motion on the floor is just about LSB's meeting. It's not about what happens if an election is not certified. And again, collection extensions are going to be 1 week, 2 weeks to try to get quorum, and that's all that they would be addressing. So I don't think that the motion on the floor is necessary, and I don't think it really addresses the issue of whether board members stay on past the expiration of their terms. When the board turns over, all that happens is that the board meets, establishes quorum, and then the new board members are seated, period. It's not a service, it's a formality, and I do think that we should go through that formality as soon as possible in December, according to our bylaws, and if for some reason that's impossible because an election has been extended, then as soon as it is possible to seat those new board members, because they are entitled to the duration of their entire term once they've been elected. We shouldn't be waiting weeks and weeks and, slicing time out of their terms. So I guess what I'm basically saying is I don't find that the motion serves any actual purpose. And I don't actually think that we're in trouble here, at least as of yet. A one-week extension shouldn't throw any of the LSBs off schedule. And if it goes longer than that, then you have a meeting as soon as possible after the results have been released. And I think that's common sense. I don't know that we necessarily need to spend PNB time on it.
Okay, thank you. And I hope we can finish with this item pretty quick, but let me just put myself on the stack, and I'll say briefly, there are reasons why the bylaws say the election of officers should be in, with the new board should be in December, and one of the reasons is because the seating of the PNB members is supposed to be in late January. People need, after they're elected, they need to have time to make their travel arrangements and adjust their schedules for the PNB meeting, and so that generally means that the PNB elections need to be in early January. But the PNB director elections also have to be after the officer elections. So, if you push it into January, you're kind of forcing the LSBs to have three meetings in January. You have a delegates election, a regular meeting, officers election, then delegates election by the delegate assembly, and then another meeting to do their regular business, which is supposed to include election members to the national boards and, the national committees. And some of the stations are already having trouble getting that done in January, and then that holds up all the committee work. So, I guess I don't see the need for it either. I think we should wait and see until, extensions of for quorum, make it necessary, but I don't see it as necessarily being necessary. So anybody else want to speak before we vote on it? Okay, you want to reread the motion for us, Teresa?
Yes, I will.
the motion is that any signal area that has not met quorum by 12/31/12 be allowed to have the election of officers in January 2012 after meeting quorum.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah. I'm confused. Is Nia moving this motion for approval or just asking that it be added to the agenda? That's what I thought that it was.
This would be a motion from
exactly
the coordinating committee.
Said.
This
right. To put it on the agenda. Yeah.
As a coordinating committee motion.
You both said different things. Is the motion, Nia, just to add that motion to the agenda?
Yes. That's okay. Exactly what I said.
So we're not voting on the motion itself. We're just voting to have it on the agenda for the P&B to vote on. Okay, thank you.
Well, it makes a difference because anybody can make a motion individually, but then it goes under new business. If it's a committee motion, then it gets higher up on the agenda. So I'm assuming she wants this to be a committee motion. Is that correct, Nia?
If it's to move it up, if it's to move it up, you know, maybe I'm just too foresightful more than others, but maybe it should be coming from the committee so that it can be addressed. There was already some hubbub about this a few months back at KPFA, if my memory serves me correctly, about having an additional meeting in December. So my goal here is, as a director, is to make sure that there's some uniformity and there's some seamlessness to it so we don't have mass confusion. So yes, if it comes from us and it will be moved up, then that's fine.
Okay, so you're making it as a coordinating committee recommendation to the PNB to do this.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, so the motion is Bidiaco move to add the motion to the PNB agenda as a coordinating committee item, comma, that, quote, any signal area that has not met quorum by 12/31/12 be allowed to have the election of officers in January 2012 after meeting quorum, end quote.
That's correct. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. If we're ready to vote, Teresa, can you call the roll, please?
Yes. Teresa passes. Nia?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia?
Yes.
All right. Bill Crozier?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
I'll pass.
Athea Wangaza?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
Teresa says no. Campbell Johnson?
Well, say yes.
Yes, okay. The motion, see, there's one, two, three no's, and one, two, three, four yeses. So it passes, four yes to three no's.
Okay, so motion's approved. Thank you. Okay, other things we need to discuss for the December 6th and 13th PNB meetings. I'm assuming we'll have the bylaws amendments on the 13th, because that's after the 60 days following the record date, and the election of affiliate directors. Shall we do that then also? I mean, it's sort of a formality. Afia, did you want to bring up your point now on that?
I sent everybody my research on the issue of at least one of the nominees not having complied with the bylaws and the requirements for being a nominee.
When did you send that?
I sent it about an hour ago.
What was the subject? I see something about minutes.
I see bank resolution.
Yeah.
Let me mention something, because I don't know if it's going to affect anything, but I've gotten about 150 emails from like 3 o'clock on, from something in WPFW world. And,
yeah.
Did you get anything like that?
No.
I've gotten a number of them. I didn't get that many. I haven't read them all.
I'm very concerned about some of the programs that have been dropped as an affiliate on which we rely and are certainly relevant to our constituency, namely the black community.
My goodness. Okay.
Bill, this is Nia.
Okay, are you through, Campbell?
Oh, I'm sorry, Campbell. I thought you were done.
Yeah, I'm done. I just want to mention I have to sift through a whole bunch of stuff in order to find things, and I do see Afia's emails.
Okay, well, go ahead, Nia.
Oh, I was going to say it says November 5th coordinating committee meeting. That's the one, Afia, 8:40 p.m. It's addressed to us individually. Here it is. Yeah, it was sent to you, Bill. It looks like it.
It's the one that's minutes. Minutes, November 5th. Yeah,
no, I think minutes.
I think I checked
wood.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Yeah. You found it?
Yes, it was sent at 8:40. It's minutes, November 5th. That's the subject line.
8:40 p.m. Yeah, okay, cool.
Well, I don't
see
anything in there about the affiliate elections. It's the minutes from the last month's coordinating committee meeting.
There's an attachment that says PMB affiliate director qualifications.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is this the one? Here's the Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 4, Nomination and Election. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay.
And it has additional information attached to it.
Okay, I see that.
Okay, so what are you suggesting that we do, Afia? I haven't read through all this yet. I'm just glancing at it.
Sure, what you need to do.
Afia, your voice is breaking up. For me, it is.
I'm sorry. It appears to me that there's only one nominee.
Well, we got information for about two candidates.
I know we have two resumes. There are three things we're supposed to have: an explanation of the procedure, a statement saying that they want to serve, and then a resume. Is that what you understand, Afia?
No, you're missing something. I think it should be, it's the same old thing for all those years. You need to have the procedure, I think, Afia.
The first thing that you have to have is a nomination from either the general manager of a station or the secretary of the board or of the association that's making the nomination.
Mm-hmm. Right.
excuse me, as to one nominee, you have the nomination being made by the program director, and an apparent effort to cure it by an association nomination for which under the bylaws has to be a body. Association of affiliate stations shall be defined as any group of affiliate stations that have joined together to form an association, provided that said association has adopted bylaws and its membership is limited solely to, solely of
the language is inaccurate. Membership is limited solely to Pacifica Foundation affiliate stations. And the GRC is offered as such a body, which of course it is not. Not only is the GRC a coalition, but it is an ad hoc coalition without officers or bylaws, which is an issue that I raised in my first term and which has not changed since that time. So, therefore, the second nominee is not properly before the...
Which one are you speaking of?
Athea?
Are you
speaking... This is Bill. I'm not sure this has much to do with this committee. It might be more appropriate just to send your questions to the PNB. And it's up to the PNB to decide anything. If we need more information, we can ask for it. We don't have time to go through all this tonight, I don't think, and review each of the nomination packets in detail during this committee meeting, I don't believe.
Would
that be okay?
Well, if you're talking about the one that came from Madison, I thought that was, I didn't think that was coming from the GRC. I thought that was an association of affiliate stations.
What association?
Well, the same one that has recommended several other people in years past.
What is there? This is Nia. Yeah.
Okay, Nia.
Okay, Bill, this is Tracy. I asked to be on the stack at some point.
Okay.
Okay.
Nia, and then Tracy.
I'm trying to go through this really quickly. The top part is the bylaw stuff. But I hear what Athea is saying. Now, we had a similar situation in 2009, I think it was, where one director wasn't nominated by the station manager, and however nominated on time, and another who was late and nominated properly. Now, I can't read all of this, so maybe if Athea read this, well, obviously she did, because she's bringing it here. It sounds like that there's an issue, and if there's an issue, maybe this committee should come in with a recommendation. This is December 3rd, and maybe in order for this to be pushed up on the next meeting, maybe the recommendation should be that we accept whichever candidate met the criteria, right, that person be accepted and be voted on when we next meet. And then this other person, you can accommodate him or her by extending the nomination period and opening it up to the entire universe of qualified people, because in 2009 one person was rejected and the other person was not accepted. So I think we want to be a little careful with that. So that's what I would like to suggest, that we to the PND, the motion should be that we accept the properly nominated candidate and extend the nomination period for maybe another week or two. I'm pretty flexible with that. And opening it up to the entire population of qualified people or whatever, associations, whatever you guys want to call them.
Okay,
I'm still not sure this is really in order per the coordinating committee, but we'll let the discussion go on. I believe Tracy's next, and then Teresa.
And Lydia.
Okay, are you before Tracy?
Tracy, Lydia, Teresa.
Okay, thank you. Tracy?
Okay, I'm looking at the paper right now, and I'm trying to figure out what is being claimed is inappropriate. The individual in question sent a resume. She is the executive director of KFAI.
I don't I'm not sure about that. It's not what's on
the resume. That's what's on the resume, Afia, and she includes an additional nomination from the program director, but there's a statement right here.
The initial nomination.
My resume is included as executive director of KFAI. I certify the KFAI agrees to this nomination. The program director verifies it. She is the executive director. It's on her resume. It's easily proven, and my understanding was that she had been for over a decade, and that is true. So I don't understand what the assertion is that something improper is going on.
Point of information?
Yeah.
I just want to call to your attention, I do not think she is currently general manager at KFAI, but she was when she submitted the application.
Okay, just point of information.
Okay, I didn't
know that
change had occurred, but if she was when she submitted the nomination, the information is correct.
Yeah, and I
would like to get on this deck after everyone else has spoken, Bill.
And Lydia's next after this. Just a point of information. I do see on in that packet in the her statement, it's also signed as executive director of the station. Okay, Lydia?
So that's correct.
But Teresa just said that, whatever. I'll just wait for my turn. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, we have Lydia and then Teresa.
All right, well, I will go to their website right now and see.
Who's next? Lydia's next.
Yeah, let me go ahead and let's go on to Lydia then, please.
Yeah, I'm trying to now look up the bylaws, but my concern is the 30 days notice for this, for the PMB to vote on this. Didn't it say it had to be, it didn't have a notice requirement, and to my knowledge, it says it needs to be announced, and we don't.
I don't think
we announced it, I think, a couple of months ago.
Oh, we did? At the PMB meeting?
Yeah. Reminding everybody that, to get the nominations in.
I don't know that. Go ahead.
Teresa?
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
Well, I think that if we're speaking of Janice from KFAI, I believe that she did she stated her intention. She had two nominations. One was by a program director. The other one was from Norm Stockwell, who is with an organization that has submitted candidates for a number of years, and I don't think that there is a requirement that a person have to be currently a general manager or any such officer of a radio station. I do not know where Janice Lane is working right now, but her credentials are certainly awesome. So I move that we accept these two candidates and that we vote on this on the second meeting of this month.
We have a motion on the floor from Nia already.
Oh, and what is that?
You want to read it, Nia?
Okay, I was just listening to see it. I'm sure that I can't say it verbatim the way I said it before, that the TND accepts the nomination of the properly nominated candidate for affiliate director and reopen the nomination period to all qualified, what did you call them, Afia?
Applicants for the...
Right, whatever that is.
You mean she's at the stack.
And, oh my goodness, Tracy, losing my train of thought. Can I finish my sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, were you writing? Now I'm all...
Nia Bidiaco moved that the PNB accept the nomination, and I assume that is
right.
Singular.
Right.
Of properly
nominated affiliate. You're candidate for director to the Pacifica National Board, and reopen the nomination period to elect a second director. I guess I should give it a deadline, right? Until when now? Now, Lydia just mentioned the 30 days notice. I think they did give that, Lydia. I saw it in writing. I don't remember it being announced, but I'm not going to dispute that. Maybe we're going to be voting on this Thursday?
Did I hear somebody else trying to call, by the way? Okay, well, are we clear what the motion says, though?
For 2 weeks. Teresa?
I'm sorry?
For 2 weeks. Could you please read what you have?
Nia Bidiaco moved that the PNB accept the nomination of the properly nominated affiliate candidate for PNB director and reopen nomination period to elect a second director. I think you had the word qualified in there. So that's a qualified
right.
Director.
Mm-hmm. By December, we're meeting this Thursday to discuss them. We're going to be doing the interviews. This Thursday, Bill?
We could.
Well, you know, I was hoping we'd do the election. Yeah, the problem is that we're going to have to spend time on bylaws amendments on the next meeting, the 13th.
Okay.
And we have to get this done this month. So, you know, I think it makes more sense to do the elections this Thursday. I mean, everybody knows they've been coming up. It's in the bylaws and it's
December 20th. Right. So open the nomination period will close December 20th. That's 2 weeks.
Okay. So, do you want to take me or do you want to take Tracy?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, we are assuming, you are assuming, Nia, that the candidate is not properly nominated. Now, when AFEA sent us this paperwork, it's not saying specifically what she has a problem with. She has a copy of the bylaws there. But I say that the nomination from Norm Stockwell is perfectly sufficient. I'm not quite sure exactly, Afia, what you're complaining about. Because, I mean, when we first started, you didn't even say. I'm assuming we're talking about Janice Lane Ewart from KFAI. So I don't know whether I need to move a substitute, but I think that this motion is improper because you're assuming that someone is not properly nominated, and I say they are. So I say that we substitute and say that we vote on the candidates. It could be either the 6th or the 13th. I'll say the 6th then. I'll just say the 6th. See what happens. That's my substitute.
Okay.
That we vote on the two candidates on December 6th.
All right. Tracy?
Could I on the stack for this substitute, Bill?
Okay. I believe Tracy was next, though.
Sorry,
okay.
I had to get off of mute. It seems to me that, we had a process that was open for more than a month and we only got two candidates. There's no reason to think that if we wait for two more weeks that we're going to get more. And we will be looking at having to do this election in early January when we were trying not to have too many additional PNB meetings. So from a logistical point of view, it isn't particularly wonderful. I'm taking a look at the bylaws right now, and it says any foundation affiliate station may nominate one or more candidates. Every station submitting nominee shall include a written explanation of its procedure for selecting the nominee. Said statement shall be certified by the station general manager or the governing board secretary of the affiliate station nominating the candidates. So if we feel that something's been incorrect, I think the only thing that we need to do here is go back to KFAI, thank them for the nomination,
and ask them to send a letter from the governing board secretary from both WORT and KFAI confirming the nomination. That sounds like a simple piece of paperwork that shouldn't be difficult and would simply correct any concern that's being posted here according to the bylaws, and the nomination would be 100% correct. Since this person went to the trouble to get the application in by the deadline, I think we owe them that courtesy, and we should just take care of that between now and Thursday. It's just a piece of paper.
So is the U.S. Constitution.
Right. So you write to them, and you say, please send us a letter signed by the governing board secretary confirming that KFAI or WORT is nominating this person. Done. I mean, why make things overcomplicated?
Okay. Did I hear somebody else?
Yeah, Summer.
Okay. Hi, Summer. Okay, we're discussing a motion on affiliate nominations. Well, I guess you'll be able to follow from the context what we're doing. Nia, you're next on the stack.
The reason that I'm suggesting that we correct it the correct way is, as I said before, when this happened in 2009, the person was disqualified because she, too, was no longer a general manager at the time. And supposedly, that's why she was disqualified. So I'm saying in order to bring this person into compliance, it's to just, I mean, she could still do what she needs to do, and then if others want to apply, then they may certainly do that. I mean, I don't know who wants to apply, you know, but I'm just saying it seems fair that since one person was disqualified because she too is not a general manager, which was just disclosed by a member of the committee, which that I didn't even know. And who's the secretary? This Norm Stockwell. Is Norm Stockwell the secretary?
Teresa Thomas for the stack.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack, too. Go ahead, Nia. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have the answer for Nia.
Just to make it correct, which I'm taking the same position in, I mean, 4 years later, but I took that, was to extend it for everyone, so everyone could be in compliance. And, of course, that voted down. So it's just a matter of fairness.
Okay, let me...
If you open it up. Go ahead, I'm done.
Okay, what I have is more of a point of order. I really don't think this motion's in order. I understand if Fia feels that one of the affiliate candidates' application isn't quite complete, but we can't really judge that now. It would take time to go through it. Looking at it, I don't see that it's incomplete. And so there's an assumption here that it's incomplete, and if the motion is to accept just the other one and open up the nomination period to other people, they just it slows down the whole process in violation of the bylaws. And the bylaws Well, that's what I feel. So I just don't think it's appropriate for this committee to take a position on this one way or the other. But
I object to your ruling.
Okay. Well, I'm not making a ruling at the chair right now. Just I feel it's a point of order. But let's Teresa speak and then whoever else wants to. But I hope we can wrap this up soon. Teresa?
Okay. First of all, the station of Norm Stockwell, whatever, he's with WORT, but it doesn't matter what station he's with. She is not with WORT, and we don't need a statement from the secretary of WORT. He is speaking for an organization which satisfies the terms in our bylaws. And actually, his letter is the icing on the cake. We don't even really need the nomination from the program director. If I remember correctly, when you, Afia, were running for director, because you were a GM, you could nominate yourself. And as she was a GM, so she nominated herself. And there should be a separate organization nominating. It can either be your board or it can be an organization of affiliates, and that's what Norm Stockwell represents. So those two qualifications are satisfied, And I'm not hearing specifically, Afia, what it is you feel is not satisfied. Because it's not written when you sent us the copy of the bylaws. To me, those two things are satisfied. And I think in the instance of a former person that we had a problem with, the person, when they nominated themselves, they weren't a GM. They had been terminated by the station, I think. And the person that nominated them was really not qualified because they were not the secretary of the board, and the board did not nominate them because that person was not an employee of that board. So I see this is apples and oranges. This is not the same thing, and I think we should accept these two nominations, and we should vote on them on Thursday, and that's my substitute motion.